Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir.
Come back to the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no other requests at this time. So, brothers and sisters, I bring you Brother Patrick Medlock, and immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I'm thankful, Sister Danielle, for the contribution you continue to make on a daily basis to this program and to this ministry. I'm also thankful, Brother Bradshaw, for your continued liberality in sharing this platform with me and with others throughout the week. And we're also thankful for each and every one of you, those of you who are participating on the Blog Talk Radio format, that's with either www.radio.com/grace-nurture. So that is where you can either participate live, or if you miss an episode or if you feel that you need, you know, a word, you can go here and you can listen to archived versions or archived episodes of this program that goes back now, I know, at least 10 years, because I'm coming up on a 10-year mark myself, but also, you know, well, several other years back. So definitely take advantage of that if you choose to. And I'm also thankful for each and every one of you who is joining on the Facebook Live simulcast that I do on my Tuesday devotional. None of this is taken for granted, and we appreciate every single one of you. I'd like to revisit Psalm number 23, and let me just read it, and then we can talk about it. I really do believe that the words that are here and just the words that are throughout the Psalms are really, really impactful, written by David here. This particular song, as it was sung, reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sometimes we have to be reminded that the Lord is our shepherd. It's really, really good to just read those words and understand the way it's framed, how positive it is as an affirmation, and how comforting it can be for those of us who are spiritually appraised and who have, as the song says, trials on every side. It can really be something that can be very, very comforting. The Lord is our shepherd. It's basically saying that we have help from on high. Isaiah 40 talks about how the Lord sits up high and he looks down low. And it helps us to know that even though we're just mere man, God has not forgotten us. God is well aware of what's going on with each and every one of our individual lives. I think back to Moses back in Genesis chapter 8, where the flood came. And then it's at the beginning of either chapter 8 or maybe chapter 8, where the Bible comes back and says, but God didn't forget Noah and the people that were in the ark. And sometimes maybe we feel with what's going on that God has forgotten us as he sits up high and he looks down low. But we need to be reminded and revisit Psalm number 23 and not roll our eyes metaphorically or literally, oh, here we go with Psalm 23 again. But Psalm 23 is very, very powerful. Not necessarily more powerful than any other psalm, but a lot of us over the years have gotten a lot of comfort from it. The Lord is our shepherd. There isn't anything that the Lord lacks. He is everywhere. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. If there's something that we need, he's going to give us what we need. He's going to give us enough of what we need. He's going to give us what we need where we need it, and he's going to give us what we need when we need it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm referencing this passage because I've had some very difficult times very recently. Some things that I'm still through prayer trying to work through. A lot of it has to do with some things that ironically have happened with regard to my ministry. And I say that from the perspective that the Lord never said that we would fly to heaven in a straight line. I appreciate those words because a gentleman who has since retired from Michigan Christian College, or what is now Rochester University, Garth Pleasant, we had the one class that I took from him was one where we looked at this book, and that was one of the lines that was in it. You can't fly to heaven in a straight line. If you think just because you're God's child that you will never go through trial, you have another thing coming. We have some things that we will often go through, and you need to understand, need to know that God continues to be our shepherd. So ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, when the Bible says that he makes me to lie down in green pastures, when he says he restores my soul, when we can say, I will fear no evil when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's letting you know that, yeah, you're going to have those times when you have peace and you can bask in it. But just like it's unreasonable for us to believe that every day should be sunny and 70 degrees, we're going to have our times, and we're going to have our seasons when things won't be so sunny, when life won't be so pleasant. And yet we need to not forget that the Lord is our shepherd, the all-knowing, the everywhere, and the all-powerful God continues to be our shepherd. Remember those words, and don't be ashamed to revisit Psalm number 23. Because sometimes in revisiting that, that's going to help you and me to get through not just the good times and be thankful and grateful for those times, but also, as the scriptures will say, be thankful and grateful, Romans chapter 5, for those difficult times. Because the Lord is still our shepherd during those times as well. He continues to say in Hebrews 13, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
No.
Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. You've heard both Sister Graham's and Sister Danielle's prayer requests, and as well as the other requests that people may have not expressed, but you, in knowing and reading their hearts, you know what we need before we even ask. So be with Sister Janice's children and grandchildren and the wayward brothers, and give her the strength and the health to continue to be the fine matriarch that she appears to be. And be with those truckers that Sister Danielle referenced, as well as all of us that are on this call, that we might continue to give you glory and honor in everything we do and everything we say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.